You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking about 15 minutes of your day here today and joining us here on the radio, WGOD Radio. We're going to hear the truth for 15 minutes today. Today we're going to hear part two of my Christmas Eve sermon that I preached at Island Community Church. It's entitled The Dirty Windows, and you're going to hear the reason why here today, how this sermon ended up with that title, Dirty Windows. Scripture verse starts at Galatians 4:4, that is the fullness of time. That is that just at the right precise moment in time, God sent forth His Son. It says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. We're going to trek. We're going to follow that. That promise was given all the way back in Genesis chapter 3, very first mention of the gospel, which is good news. As God said to the devil, it says, someone's going to come one of these days, He's going to crush your head. And we follow that promise all the way up till the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's the message. I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend, where my sermon is entitled The Doctrine of Christ. No more important message than that. It's taken from 2 John verses 7 through 9. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. So naturally the question is, what's the doctrine of Christ so I can abide in it? That will be my message this Sunday morning, 10:30. Now let's hear part two of this message, Dirty Windows.
A star and a prophecy known by a sect of rocket scientists known as Magi. How do you think these guys knew this? They knew this prophecy, and they knew Daniel 9:24 through 27 of the 70 weeks of Daniel. They knew because they knew to the day, well, the day it was probably, we know it after the fact, that Daniel knew to the day Jesus was going to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. These Magi knew this prophecy. They knew when the time was. That's how these guys showed up there. And this is the star that this pagan prophet, 1,500 years before the time, said, I see a star. He will save His people from their sins. Now, from there, we travel in time 700 years to the prophet Micah, who caught a glimpse of that star and said this. He said, but you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you will come forth to me one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, even from everlasting. I love the Greek Old Testament Septuagint. It says here, it says that whenever this person comes, he's going to come out of Bethlehem, and his goings forth are from eternity. 700 years B.C. This prophet says, when the deliverer comes, he's going to come from Bethlehem, and his goings forth are from. You figure out when eternity starts, and you'll figure out the Messiah. Awesome prophecy. Travel in time 400 more years to the last book in the Old Testament, Malachi. And he says this, Malachi chapter 3, he says, "Behold, I will send my messenger. He will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. All the world waits for the fullness of time." Now, travel in time another 330 years. Finally, the great day arrives. Matthew 1:18. "Now, at the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But when he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She will bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now all this was done so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin will be with child, and will bring forth a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us." Hallelujah. All this time in the future, God prophesied this was going to happen. I read it to you from prophets, from believers, from unbelievers. All the way back to the garden, the promise was coming, and now we see it. The birth of Jesus Christ. Now today, we honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise God the Father who loved us so much, he would send his own Son into our sinful world to save his people from their sins. Now let me say this to you, church. I'm not so certain that Jesus is all that keen about Christmas. He's more concerned about you being ready for his second coming than he is about Christmas. So let me close out here today with this one verse. It's Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. Let me read that to you. Hebrews 9:28, out of my King James. It says, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, he will appear a second time without sin unto salvation." You know, people look at me funny, but this is my all-time favorite Christmas verse. It's this right here. "So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and he's coming again a second time. That's got nothing to do with sin, but unto salvation to all those who look for him." I love that. Think about many a Christmas Eve, either when you were a child or perhaps your own children. Think back to the excitement. Take a minute here. Think back to the excitement of Christmas Eve. Capture that thought. That is what the Lord is looking for out of you when he returns. Listen to this great devotional I read one day from Joe Stoll. He's the former president of Moody Bible Institute, where I went to school. This is what he said. He said, "A friend of mine, Bud Wood, founded the Shepherd's Home in Wisconsin for boys and girls that had developmental disabilities. The original ministry opened its doors in 1964 to 36 children, providing them a loving residential environment and a school that would focus on their unique needs. helping them to reach their potential. Most importantly, this ministry started with the primary goal of sharing God's love with the residents and encouraging them toward a personal and growing walk with Jesus. Now, he goes on to say this. He said, I remember Bud asked me one day, he said, hey, Joe, do you know what our biggest maintenance problem is here at Shepherd's? And he said, I've got no idea. And he answered, dirty windows. Our kids press their hands and faces against the windows because they're looking to the sky to see if today will be the day that Jesus will come and take them out of this world to his home where they will be healed and complete. Dirty windows. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many and unto them that look for him, he will come again. Talk about having your priorities right on Christmas. One of the hallmarks of a committed follower of Christ is a longing for his return. And recognize you're a pilgrim here in this world. Now come over to my house and you'll know right away that I have a dog. Do you know how? Dirty windows. For two reasons. One, because there's the squirrel out here. And he's dying to get his mutts on that squirrel. Man, a window's filthy. Number two, I might come back soon. My old car had filthy windows from the dog. That's the attitude he expects you to have. Those are the ones he's coming back for again. Now, did you know that that's biblical? Did you know that, Darren? Dirty windows is biblical? Now you do. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. It says, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall in no means enter the kingdom of God. Let me read that again. Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now that's what he's looking for. A heart like a child's. Always looking for the return of our Lord Jesus. That's the attitude. Here in God's house tonight. Home at your house tomorrow, and next week, and the week after, and the week after, at dirty windows. So this Christmas, go and watch child, and as the Lord Jesus would say, go and do likewise. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.